Hi. Thank you. It was really, I've never heard that before. I've never heard anyone read it. That was really fun. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like you to come and read actually a lot more of my poems when I get back. I'd like you to give my readings. And I'll give your readings. So I'm reading. Can you hear me? Oh, okay. I love that the door is open. I'm going to speak up even into the microphone. I'm reading from a new project I've been working on, and I am not sure how some of these poems are going to go. I'm not really pleased with how these poems think yet and think all together, but I've been in this period of almost being sequestered, reading a lot and thinking really hard and working on these. And I don't think it's good to sit in your garret, you know, by yourself and keep writing without stopping to say the poems. So that's what I'm doing tonight. So I timed this, so it's not a long reading. I'm not going to have a lot of patter. So I'm going to start with a manifesto. White personism. And there's an epigraph from Frank O'Hara's great manifesto, Personism. The poem is at last between two persons. White personism puts a poem squarely between a white poet and a white reader. If this feels strange, like someone has reached out to hold your hand, then dipped it into a glass of ice water, that's white personism at work. If you feel exposed yet sealed off, naked in an elevator stuck between floors, that's white personism doing its job. Hey, you might say, let me out of here. But we are alone together so often, in gardens and churches, in childhood and old age, in poem after poem, in love and in wars, in neighborhoods and waiting rooms, eating oranges, in restaurants with blank white tablecloths between us, in the immaculate and infinite seeming confines of our minds. For a long time, being alone like this was easy. There you are. You look ill. There's nowhere to sit, but you can lean on me. White personism isn't chasing you down the street with a torch. It isn't angry, only uncomfortable. From now on, whenever you write, you'll feel a lit match at your elbow. When you realize that everyone in a poem is white, you'll taste a faint alkaline taste, as if you'd licked a battery. White personism doesn't say whom to put in your poems. It does ask, who listens? Who is your ideal reader? There's nothing wrong with writing for each other, unless we don't notice. When we don't notice, it costs us our full perception of the world. White personism was founded by me, on Leroy Road, in July 2014, on a day I greatly loved someone, not white, by the way. I was writing a poem for this person and found that, to see all of who he is, I needed to see all of who I am, and for that I need you. White personism holds your face in its hands. It holds your face very still. It's a revolution lasting only as long as this poem lasts. In fact, it's over, but there is nowhere that does not see you. Poem for White People, 1. I couldn't live in that neighborhood. It's all white people. When I said this, your face looked like something gently adjunct to the tip of anthrax licked the outside of your face looked like a pan of rainwater flung sideways into a... That was the first moment I felt white. When you got to this point in the story of your life, I looked like I wanted to reach down and touch where someone towel snapped my ankle. Was it all white people at that party? Your face when I said this was like... Imagine taking pieces of scotch tape and fastening them to the edges of your eyelashes and starting to pull back. starting to think about pulling back so that when you blink, it stretches your... I started to read that book, but I couldn't get past the first 20 pages. The writing was so white, it actually hurt me. What did my face look like when you said that? I can't go on vacation there again. No more vacations where all the people who go there are white, okay? My face feels like the surface of a puddle on a day that's cooler and windier than usual for this season. Not summer, not yet fall. Networked with little creases like static. Except static has disappeared. Have you noticed? There's no between stations. Radio is clear and digital, or else a window pops up saying, network interruption. That's white people music. When I say this, the silence before you respond moves the way a jellyfish moves. A curl, a pause, a rise into a drift that is not easy but tense. Vibrating with some disturbance 100 feet off, an outboard motor or a tentacle waving in a net. At first I didn't notice. At the gallery talk, I loved the art so much, and then eventually looked around. 24 people in the room, all were white. My face looked like I had waited a long time for something to get done that still wasn't done. And not only wasn't it done, but if I kept coming back and sticking a knife in the center every 5 minutes, it wasn't ever going to get done. So in this work, I'm trying to play a little bit with some of the structures of theater and playwriting. So anyway, this draft has a lot of the characters that appear throughout the manuscript in different poems. Dramatis personae. The poet, played by an actual poet. Baby, played by a threadbare velveteen rabbit. The speaker, played by a white mom. An actor of color who is either an actual mom or acting the part of a mom, or same actor playing the poet. College boyfriend, played by the poet's actual college boyfriend, white male actor or male actor of color. Whiteness, played by a white mom, white poet, white female, can of white spray paint or translucent moon jellyfish. Baby's birth family, played by a dozen plastic hangers, a dozen folding metal chairs, an organizational chart of empty rectangles neatly markered in black on a whiteboard, or 12 conference-style name badges on which names have been written in invisible ink. Young son, played by a 7-year-old Asian-American boy, 7-year-old Asian actor, 7-year-old black actor, 7-year-old American boy, or 7-year-old child of color. Elizabeth Bishop, played by a portrait of Elizabeth Bishop painted in the manner of a Persian miniature, or same actor playing role of the poet. John Berryman, played by a 50s-ish black male in whiteface, or same actor playing role of the poet. Wallace Stevens, played by a shadow of Wheeling Birds, or same actor playing role of the poet. Early hominid, played by an empty Cousin It Adams costume. Brownness, played by a field of oak saplings. Speaker's kin, played by a family of North American black or white-tailed deer. Insurance agent, played by a 20s-ish actor of color or white actor. Mr. and Mrs. Bridge, played by actual Bridges. Or a young white American reformed Jewish couple. Or same actor playing role of the poet. Jay Walker, played by an elevator cut from its cables in Free Fall. So this is a multi-part thing I have going. It's based on it's an experience I had while living in St. Louis. That's it. Okay. Kin. My agent, black, at American Family Insurance, wears a wine-colored wrap dress, burgundy heels, sparkling diamond ring. And taking my name, she brightens. K-A-T-O, cats, she says. Are you kin to... Kin in her voice. Kin, she says, without looking up, as she writes my name in a blank, then stops, straightens her dress, looks into my face and translates, are you related to the cats radio station people? Kin. Noun. An emulsion of honey, acacia sap, and cinnamon used as a salve or, archaic, binder of anointment in religious and legal ceremonies. See Ruth 1:17. Where you go, I will go. Loudly.
Very loudly. That's okay.
All right. See Ruth 1:17. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people. Where you die, I will there be. A. One who has been bound to another by anointing. Kin. Kin, noun. A small, perishable, membranous, organic object within a collection of identical, small, perishable, membranous, organic objects as insect wings. Kin. Verb, intransitive. To draw into, to sail with, to keep, to lounge on, to land, as for the first time. Kin, adjective. One, kinned. To have been pinned lightly as a flower to a dress. Two, kinned. To have been dropped gently as by a mother animal such as a fox that carries its young in its mouth. Three, kinned. To have been bound up as in wire, in thread, in tape, in string, in yarn, in plaits, in coils, in swags, in rope. KATZ. KATZ is an urban gospel radio station serving the metro area of St. Louis, Missouri. Its 6-kilowatt transmitter is located in East St. Louis, Illinois. KATZ began broadcasting in 1955 as a rhythm and blues soul station and launched the careers of many black radio personalities, including Willie Mae Gracie Lowry, the first African-American female DJ in Missouri. So I'm reading one last poem now, and this is not in this series of new work, but it's a poem from my new book, which is At the Register. It's called All You Do Is Perceive. Thank you again for reading that poem. We are walking into the sunset. Look, I say, pointing to the odd gold haze, as if we were audience to a rare show getting rave reviews. You keep talking. The sky is getting louder. How can you not hear it? Look, I say, as if I held a shovel full of earth in which all things turn and all things shift. Amazement like a taste of metal. You keep talking. Look, I say, as if by not looking you are assigned an eternity of only talk. As if by not looking you were dooming all of us, but especially me, to scumping along like a spider on a... Look! The sky has become stained glass made of meat. You keep talking, as if in utter faith that life will go on forever. Yet that in itself is lovely. Keep talking. What is more of a pleasure to see? A moon as big as a bison head or the face of a friend talking? Thanks. Now I get to read this great poem by Ellen Smith. Many take medical rides through the air. In this sky that has never been bombed, in this virginal, facelifted sky, with occasional natural migraines or tantrums of national pride, warranting oohs and ahs, dog trauma, unconvinced, terrified cries from the children who haven't yet. She could not get me to truly believe that the oncoming river of cars would stop while we crossed the wide boulevard, red light or not. Did your baby drop yet? I sometimes ask a pregnant person. As if a fetus hunkering down signaled the new year across a slow gradation of the time zones via satellite. And did your water break? The late night choppers to the famous hospital unzip the fly. But there's still so much more to strip down to, and that's what the surgeons are for. Right now, there's one on the walkway between two impacted steel molars. He's reading his smartphone with two windows open, one to the breaking news about the latest war, and one to a picture of a white pop starlet slapping a black woman's buttocks. Even if this surgeon isn't on the walkway at this moment, the walkway's like the bridge of the Starship Enterprise, and none of its windows have ever been opened. Or would you rather be surprised? The third option, and the question one might ask, a bomb to be. Ellen Smith.
Is that good? Yeah.